Okay, today we continue our verse-by-verse study through the book of Proverbs, and we resume our study in chapter 27, verse 12. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Proverbs 27, verse 12 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it." A simple person isn't bad. They just have not learned. They've not learned to be wise. They haven't learned common sense. A wise person thinks about the likely ramifications of their decisions and avoids the choices which will clearly lead to trouble. You see, God has given us a brain, and he expects us to use it. And people should not complain to God about trouble when the trouble is a result of them not using common sense. Verse 13, "Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger, hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman." In those days, if you borrowed someone's money, they would give you their coat. If you borrowed someone some money, they would give you their coat as collateral. If they didn't pay their debt, you could keep their coat. And coats were worth a lot back in those days because they were all handmade individually. God is saying if you run a business, then be smart about it. Protect your assets. 14. If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. God wants us to think about the likely results of our actions. If you call your neighbor at 2 a.m. to tell him that you think he's swell, don't expect him to say, "Thanks, you just made my day." Expect maybe to get chewed out. Timing is very important. Do good, but do it at the proper time. 15. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Solomon mentions bad wives several times. And I suppose that you're bound to have a few ornery ones when you have 700 to begin with, like him. Verse 15 again, a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. A nagging wife is like a low pressure system stalled over your life, bringing days upon days of cold, dreary, steady rain. Very depressing. 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. People use an iron tool to make another iron tool sharper. If you want to sharpen a knife, you rub it against a stone. And in the same way, one person improves another person. Everyone has blind spots. Everyone needs a friend to make them a better person. 18. He who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after his master will be honored. A good farmer deserves to eat well from his crop, and a good employee deserves a paycheck. You know, if a person works, they deserve to keep their pay. Verse 19, as water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. The reflection of water or a mirror accurately reveals what we look like, and our thoughts reveal our character, which is why God is the only one qualified to be the final judge of our character. God is the only one who knows our thoughts. 20. Death and destruction are never satisfied. It's true. Death and destruction, or death and hell, always want more souls. Multitudes have died. Multitudes are in the lake of fire today, but hell still wants more. And so does the devil, who leads people there. They're never satisfied. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are the eyes of man. Nothing of this world can satisfy a man's desire. You see a beautiful sunset? You don't say, well, I'm full. I don't ever want to see another sunset for as long as I live. I'm satisfied. It's not the way it works. Nothing in this world completely satisfies. If it did, we would never long for more. A close walk with Christ is the only thing that really brings lasting contentment. 21. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives. Fire tests the purity of gold and silver. Praise tests the purity of man. You put gold and silver in heat, it'll melt. And you'll see just how pure it really is. If impurities, if dross rises to the surface, you know it wasn't pure gold or pure silver. And praise is just as much a test of character as trouble. Maybe more. The effect that praise has on us reveals our character. If it causes us to be conceited, we aren't as pure as we should be. If we continue to be modest and thank God for whatever good we do, well, then we pass the praise test. 22. Though you grind a tool in a mortar, though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with a pestle. Pestle? You will not remove his folly from him. You put ice cream and strawberries in a blender and beat the tar out of them. You know what you have? You have ice cream and strawberries. They've been beaten and blended, but their basic nature hasn't changed. And it's the same with a wicked, unsaved man. Scold him, counsel him, beat him, put him in stocks, put him in prison. He may modify his behavior in order to avoid all that pain again, but his soul, inside his soul, he's the same old sinner. And that's why we need to receive Christ. He gives us a new spirit, a new soul, that wants to do what is right. 23. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. Back in those days, flocks were the foundation of many people's wealth. God is saying, take care of the things that you own. Keep your home neat and clean. If something needs to be fixed, fix it. Do regular maintenance on your home, on your car. God wants us to change our oil, you know that? Your car is a gift from God. Don't squander it. All that we have is a gift from God, and that's why we should take care of it. Be a good manager of whatever God gives you. 25. When the hay is removed and new growth appears and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed you and your family and to nourish your servant girls. Back in those days, flocks were the foundation of many people's wealth, as I said. And here God is saying, take care of your possessions. use all that you have properly. You know, whether it's crops or animals or whatever it is. Because they are often the means by which God will meet many other needs that you may have in the future. Let's go into chapter 8. Chapter 28, I should say, verse 1. It says, "The wicked man flees, though no one pursues." Sin, in other words, makes people paranoid. Guilt has a way of turning a normal person into a coward. Someone looks at them and they think, "I've been caught." Try it sometime. Disguise your voice, call your neighbor sometime and say you've been caught. The next day you may see a moving truck in front of their home. Verse 1 again, "The wicked man flees, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." Sin makes people cowards. Holiness makes people brave. It's not fun to do the right thing. Sometimes it's very hard. Actually, the hardest part is to just get started. Once we do that, God will give us the grace to persevere. If we focus on Jesus, He will. God makes us bold, bold to do what is right. Verse 2, "When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order." God judges nations. Every country on earth belongs to Almighty God, and He expects it to behave correctly. If it doesn't, He will judge. Often the people of a nation bring judgment on themselves. When people are corrupt, they will elect corrupt rulers who will establish and enforce corrupt laws, and that will bring trouble on their nation. And they can change leaders as much as they want, but that will not solve the problem because leadership is like water. It never rises above its own level, and in a democracy, people get the leaders that they deserve. See, I didn't vote for the person. I didn't vote at all. You got what you deserved. Verse 3. "A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops." A dry sponge consumes the most water. And sometimes a poor person who never has had anything can be the cruelest and the most greedy. It's true. Poverty, like wealth, tests a person's soul. Sometimes those who were brought up in poverty do not trust God, but become cruel, mean, and greedy, when they should actually be the most compassionate. Don't you think? I think. Verse 4. "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked." You can tell a lot about a person by who or what they praise. Good people praise God because they admire Him and they want to be more like Him. Wicked people praise wicked people because they enjoy sin. And of course, by praising a sinner and the evil they do, it eases their own guilty conscience somewhat. Notice verse 4 again. "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law resist them." Those who love God will pray against sin. Those who love God will work against sin and talk against sin too. Those who love God do not buy excuses for sin in themselves or in others. When it comes to morality, there's no neutral ground, you know. Bad people do wrong. Good people oppose wrong. Those who do not oppose wrong in any way are part of the problem. Pick it up next time. Chapter 28, verse 5. Thank you.